Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how one woman built passion back into her life and her career. My guest today is a native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She has a Bachelor's of Arts degree in communications and a Master's degree in organizational leadership. Today, she owns Utopia Med Spa in Alpharetta, Georgia, a world-class anti-aging facility dedicated to its clients' internal as well as external beauty. She recently started a new company, Sage Medical Spa Leadership Advisors, a consulting firm for small businesses. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who's passionate about helping people succeed. She's an entrepreneur, author, mother, and wife. Ms. Marla Brown, welcome to the show.
Hello, Spark Plug-in. Thank you very much for having me.
How are you today?
Very well.
Are you ready to talk about making that transition and putting passion back into your life and career?
Definitely.
Well, let's get right into it. Marla, our topic today is similar to the subtitle of your new book, Opportunity Meets Motivation. So I assume you and the three other co-authors explain how to do this in the book.
We actually do. The subtitle of the book that was recently published is Lessons from Four Women Who Have Built Passion Back into Their Lives and Careers. And we explain how each of us have done this in our own lives and careers. And what makes the book so unique, Sparkplug, is that each of the authors are so different. We come not only from different generations, but different lifestyles, backgrounds, and cultures. So our book is just a wonderful consolidation source for people looking to make a positive change and also wanting to hear testimonial and advice from others who have done it and done it successfully.
Well, Marla, let me give my listeners a little bit more background information on you, okay?
Okay.
Well, you came from a very successful 15-year career with the Fortune 50 company, where you managed a $1 billion sales plan, 400 salespeople, you were living abroad, and being positioned for bigger and better things within your corporation. As an outsider looking in, you were living a dream for most people. Yet, you left your career to start your own business, Utopia Med Spa in Alpharetta, Georgia, and now also Sage Medical Spa Advisors. Why the change?
You know, Sparkplug, to the outside world, I was successful. Coming from a middle-class family, I had started working at the age of 13 and put myself through college, and I worked very hard to get to the position I was at in life. And yet after all those years of what I thought was painting a portrait of a successful businesswoman, I found myself staring in the mirror, and the reflection of the woman staring back at me was simply someone who was tired, overweight, depressed, confused, and lonely. I had truly lost purpose in my life.
So was the change hard, transitioning from employee to business owner?
Oh, my God, the change was very hard, primarily because it required that I redefined my concept of success. Because, you see, in the corporate world, I had allowed myself to be defined by the values associated with success for a large corporation, those that many will recognize as power, prestige, money, and position. And with my own business, I could change this because the goals and mission of my own business would be mine to choreograph and mine to achieve.
So let's back up a little bit here. Let's talk about how in your in the corporate world you had achieved what a lot of people would call success, but you kind of felt empty inside. When did you first realize that?
You know, it took a long time. It was actually a progression that built up over time. And it was a constant discontent because I was chasing things that that really didn't have true meaning to me. So when I say it took a long time, it was 15 years that I was with this corporation.
So how has this change helped you put more passion back into your life?
You know, that's a great question, and one that I've thought about a long time. And I was recently reading a quote that I think summarizes the answer to that question best. It says that people do their best work when they love what they do. But to love what you do, you must find work that matches who you are. You see, for so long, I was living a dual life. I was one person with a set of goals at work and a different person with a set of goals at home. And I've learned that to have passion and happiness in your life, and therefore to be content, the two absolutely need to be the same. You can't try to be two different people, which is what I was doing.
So what has been the biggest benefit for you by making this change that you would like to share with others?
I would say that the rewards have been that I am absolutely wealthier today than ever before. I simply define wealth differently these days, Sparkplug. I have a balanced professional and personal life that benefits not only me personally, but my family. And I'm making a positive contribution to the economic health of my employees and community, which gives me greater purpose in life.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Something you said earlier, and you just touched on it just a second ago, about redefining success. How important is redefining success for you?
For me, it absolutely was key. And, you know, for everyone, this will be different. And I think based upon the time of life, this definition will also be different. But for me, it was absolutely a key, as I stated, in achieving the ultimate balance in my life, in really finding true purpose in what I do.
Well, Marla, I think this is a message that many women need to hear today as we are in a time of change and so much change and uncertainty. So before we bring this interview to a close, what would be your best advice for women who are hoping to build more passion back into their life and their career?
You've got to be able to find purpose in your life, and you've got to be able to keep your professional and personal life in balance. For me, this was absolutely the road to ultimate happiness. And I would wish the same for all the other women in the same type of predicament or position that I was in.
Well, tell our listeners how people can get a copy of your book and the name of the book once again, and how you can be reached for more information or speaking engagements.
Sure, I would love to. The name of our book is Opportunity Meets Motivation, Lessons from Four Women Who Built Passion into Their Lives and Careers. And you can actually go to my website right now to get a premier autographed copy at www.youthtopiamedspa.com. That's spelled Y-O-U-T-H. T-O-P-I-A, medspa.com, or they can surely call me at 404-660-0970, and hopefully you'll be hearing more about this book as we have several upcoming engagements and promotions.
All right. And what about the speaking engagements?
Well, we're certainly always available and eager to be called for speaking engagements. One of our group goals is to be able to help women achieve their own personal success. So we would love to be able to come out and meet women and work with them one-on-one on trying to achieve those goals.
Well, Marlin, the time that we have left, we still have a few more minutes. Won't you tell us briefly about each one of your co-authors?
Sure. Angela Durden is a professional writer and PR specialist. Peggy Parks is an image consultant. And then Eleanor Morgan owns a very large telecommunications company here in town. So again, we all come from very different backgrounds, very different businesses, and we all went down the road very differently to basically find the same end. So in the book, we hope that our readers will be able to associate with at least one of the stories, since they are so very different.
Well, tell our listeners how you ladies met.
We actually met through a group here locally, Atlanta Women in Business, and they were looking for some women business owners that would be wanting to put this project together. And it started out as a much bigger group and ended up with the four of us. And we're very fortunate that that it did, because we have a great synergy among us.
And now this group, Atlanta Women in Business, how often do they meet, and what's that organization all about?
It's a wonderful organization for networking, but then also for learning opportunities. I recently spoke to this group last week at Maggiano's in Perimeter, and the women that attended, I found, were just so intuitive and so interested in learning and growing, which is one of the keys, as I'm sure you would agree, to success, is that if you want to continue to learn and grow, you have a much greater chance of achieving success. And that's pretty much the makeup of this group, and they typically meet once a quarter.
Okay.
And you can research their website, AtlantaWomenInBusiness.com, and the president, Leah Serrano, would be more than happy to answer any questions for anyone that would have them.
Now, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your Utopia Med Spa up in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Sure, I would love to. We are a world-class anti-aging and wellness facility. We've been named the top spa in Alpharetta for the last three consecutive years by Around Town magazine. We've also received City Search Awards and several awards that are notable on our website. And we're proud of the fact that we're known for our customer service and our attention to detail. But as a full-fledged medical spa, we offer not only the typical day spa services like massage and facials, but you can find things like injectables, laser hair removal, cellulite reduction, laser lipolysis. The list goes on and on.
Now, Sage Medical Spa Leadership Advisors, what about that?
This is a company that I recently started because I found that there was a significant niche and need for someone that had been able to achieve success in this particular market that could help advise others that were trying to enter into it. It's a fairly new market, and primarily one entered by doctors and medical professionals who are most concerned with caring for their clients and patients, but they don't necessarily have the business background to be able to make something like this work. And seeing that I don't have the medical background, yet I do have a significant business background, I thought that I could help in this respect.
All right. Well, Ms. Marla Brown, owner of Utopia Med Spa in Alpharetta, Georgia, and Sage Medical Spa Advisors, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Spark Plug.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Ms. Marla Brown. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to join us on our Facebook page at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at utopiamedspa.com or call Marla at 404-660-0970. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.